this. We would do all the chores, and by 9 o'clock or so in the morning, we'd have all the chores done, and we would load into our old Plymouth car our tip-ups, which are the devices used to fish through the ice, and an ice chisel, and some minnows that we would buy in Wild Rose. And we're off to Mount Morris Lake was our favorite lake that we had gone many, many times. It was not that far away, just east of Wild Rose. And in those days, you could build a fire, campfire on shore. And we would do that. We'd build this little campfire. That's the first thing we would do, build a nice little campfire. And then we would chop holes in the ice. We could have three tip-ups in those days. Now, the holes were chopped. That was a tough job. We didn't have a fancy auger or anything like that. The ice chisel that my dad used, which is really interesting, the ice chisel was the part of a rear axle of a Model T Ford car, which he had gotten somewhere or another, and the blacksmith in Wild Rose, Arnold Christensen was his name, Danish chap, he heated the end of that steel shaft from the Model T Ford and flattened it out and made it sharp as a knife. And the other end, he drilled a hole through it, and we put a leather piece in there. And that's what it was heavy.